10 people dead on Virginia roads over one holiday weekend, and thousands of tickets later, the numbers didn't move. Virginia State Police worked every available trooper under Operation Care over Labor Day, citing nearly 2,800 drivers for speeding and charging 74 with DUI. The fatalities stretched from Fairfax and Alexandria to Isle of Wight and Emporia, not a corridor problem, a behavior problem statewide. Watch whether those totals fuel a push for automated enforcement when the General Assembly convenes in January. Richmond City Council held a special meeting Thursday to decide whether to join as a respondent in the SCC case over Dominion's restructuring, case PUR 2026-00112. If Richmond signs on, it follows Arlington's lead and turns a compressed regulatory review into a contested, multi-party fight over who pays for data center power. Separately, Buckingham County, which has no data centers, faces a proposed transmission corridor clearing 763 acres across 91 private parcels to feed them elsewhere. The county has set aside $250,000 for legal counsel. Two items with a hard clock. Amtrak suspends Virginia to DC Rail October 16th through the 26th for track work at the A interlocking in Washington. VRE and Northeast Corridor riders should plan now. And 47 Virginia localities begin early voting next week on a 1% local sales tax for school construction. Two ways to give back this week. In Centerville, pickup and drive volunteers spend about an hour on Friday mornings collecting and delivering food pantry donations. In Charlottesville, Meals on Wheels needs help delivering meals to people in need across the area. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.